It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome live to Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington. It's the site of the 2024 Kentucky Healthcare Sweet 16. Dan Manley here with you, along with Gary Crawford and the public address announcer down at the All-A Classic. One of the guys who did that for a few years, he would start out by saying, "Are you ready for some basketball?"
Yeah.
And so, hey, I hope you all are ready for some basketball. That's what we've got going today. We've got four more opening round games to add four more teams to the quarterfinal round field tomorrow. And we're going to start it off with the defending champion, Warren Central. Bit of a surprise. They lost four starters, but they've come back, and they are back in the state tournament again with a very strong finish to the season. And they're taking on the Black Bears of Harlan County from eastern Kentucky. We're going to catch up with the two coaches here on our pregame, and we'll be back and have that for you right after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at Major Brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at Major Brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
We're back now here live at Rupp Arena, and we've got Kyle Jones with us, the head coach of Harlan County. And Coach, congratulations on getting here. What's it feel like to be back in the state tournament? Because I can't wait to hear you tell me the first time you ever came to a state tournament.
It's real exciting. I've been coming to it that one of my first memories of the state tournament was going with my dad and my family, and I remember those back-to-back Fairdale championships in the early 90s, 1991 maybe, and that's one of my earliest memories, just amazed at how good those guys was and just the environment. And then I was fortunate enough to get to play here in 96, so just super excited. Told these kids to enjoy the moment, but, you know, not be satisfied at the same time.
You play with a guy named Charles Thomas?
Actually, I was in eighth grade when he was a senior, and then the year after he graduated, we made it to the state the next year. So,
does that name still resonate a lot with people in Harlan County when it comes to basketball?
Yeah, it does, and, you know, especially this year because we got a kid that broke his all-time county scoring record in Trent Noah, so he came back. It was really nice. He came to a game and introduced himself to Trent, and they talked, and just a real special moment.
Tell us about Trent Noah. What's his future like, and what kind of player are we going to see here today?
Well, you know, I hope you see the best of him. You know, I'm a little biased, but I feel like he's the best player in the state of Kentucky, and he's just a special talent, special kid. He's earned everything he's got. He's worked for it, and he just makes all the rest of our kids better.
Where does he score? Where does he like to have the ball?
I mean, he can score at all three levels, you know, mid-range, out on the perimeter, and, you know, we'll post him some too.
What do you got to do to this Warren Central team? They are what they are.
Well, you know, they're the state champs until somebody beats them. You know, that's the way I look at it, and I've told our kids. And, you know, they're a big athletic team, and, you know, they're not going to be wowed by this moment, you know, and I hope we can work through that and then, you know, make it a competitive game, and hopefully if we're fortunate enough to come out with a win.
How are things in Harlan County these days, Kyle?
It's been an exciting week, I tell you. We've had just an outpouring of support from the community. It just means so much to Eastern Kentucky kid, Eastern Kentucky people to just come down here and support a team that they've watched, and we're just really excited.
How do you defend Kate Unsell today?
We're going to have to throw a lot of bodies at him, you know, and switch some man and zone both up and just do the best we can. He's a great player.
Is this a game where both teams are going to get out and run up and down the floor, you think?
Well, we're going to, so and if they do, it should be fun.
If they don't, you'll leave them behind, right?
Well, I don't know if we can do that, but we'll try. We like to play fast, and I think they will too, so it should be fun.
Will we see zone defenses today from either team, you think?
Possibly. I've seen them play a little zone. We'll play a little zone. We're primarily man, but, you know, we may have to go to some zone because they're looking out here. They're a little bigger than we are, so we may have to play a little zone.
Hey, coming into this tournament, I think everybody kind of penciled in Great Crossing as the team. After three quarters last night, everybody's wondering if they're going to advance. They still may be the favorite, but this is a wide-open tournament, isn't it?
I think so. You know, Great Crossing, you know, they've got a tremendous team, but, you know, I think either one of these two teams right here, if they play their best, is capable of being there. And, you know, Newport, there's just a lot of great. I mean, if you made it here, you're a good team.
If it's a tie game at the end and they decide we are going to decide this game, not by an overtime, but we let the coaches come out, and it's going to be a one-on-one, and
he'd take me.
Don't let him post you up, Coach.
Yeah, he would take me for sure.
Kyle Jones, thank you a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Kyle Jones, the head coach of the Harlan Black Bears. We're going to catch up with Coach Unsell, and we're going to do that right now, I think, because he just happens to be standing very close by. And I know that he wants to talk because I brought him such good luck last year.
Yeah.
Right, Coach? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well. How'd you get back here?
Just toughness, man. We didn't get all our guys to the end of January, so it took us a while to get going.
When last season ended and you're going to lose those players, your son, Cade, what was the conversation between the two of you? Anything special go on there in terms of things you're telling him about the upcoming season?
I just let him be a kid, you know. And after he got hurt this year, I actually told him not to play this year. I was like, man, you've accomplished everything you need to accomplish in high school. But to his credit, he's always played up with the guys who we just won the championship with. He was like, Dad, it's finally my time, and I want to get my guys back to Rupp Arena. I said, well, if you want, I'm going to leave it up to you, but I'm telling you what I will do. And he wanted to play with his guys, man. It's taking him a while to get. He's still only about 80%, but he wants to fight through it.
Who's number two on this team? Who's the next guy up to really lead this team beyond Cade?
Elijah Starks, Draven Bratton. Those two guys inside are great for us.
You've suffered losses this year. Again, you haven't had a full squad, and you learn from losses, don't you?
I tell people all the time, your record don't matter to the end. You know, we started out 1-5. But we didn't have three starters until the end of January. So, you know, that's and you lose a guy like Cade, who's a Division I basketball player. It's hard for us to replace those guys. So if you take three starters off most teams, they're going to struggle as well.
How about the Harlan Black Bears? What are we going to see from them today? What do you expect?
Oh, they're really good, man. It's going to be a tough game for us. They can make shots. Trent Noah is a special player. He's going to my school, the Gamecocks, so I'm going to be a big fan of his after tonight. But no, he's a special player. Maddox Huff's a special player. They got a really good basketball team.
Up and down game?
We don't play as up and down as we used to. Not this year. We'll get back to that soon. But this year, we're more of a grit and grind type of team.
We'll get back to that. Sounds like you're going to be in this for a while.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going anywhere for a while.
And it's going to be kind of nice. You're going to be able to watch your son play most nights, won't you?
Yeah, well, that made that decision a lot easier, him being 2 minutes from our gym. You know, it made my decision if I was leaving or staying a lot easier. So I'm definitely not going anywhere. You know, I got a great young group that we're excited about. So, you know, I'll be in it for a while.
As far as defense, ask the Harlan County's coach, will we see zone defense today at all from either team, you think?
I'm sure they will. You know, we're hard to guard zone because of Cade, the way he shoots it. But, you know, a lot of teams try to zone us. So we're prepared for a lot of different things.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you. We've got to be back on Friday night, maybe.
All right, that's the plan.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank
you. Good to see you.
You too.
Hey, that's the head coach of Warren Central. And we'll be back and continue. Gary Crawford has all kinds of pregame information. He can't wait to disseminate to you. That's coming up when we return to Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington, and the Kentucky Healthcare KHSAA Suite 16. We're back in 2 minutes.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit ambergesfarmmachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Warren Central only 17-11 coming into this Sweet 16. Champions a year ago, made the run. Boy, what a great team they had. Kate Unsel had a lot of freedom on that team, certainly because of the great group he was playing with. Now he's playing with a younger group of guys, and he is he's the man. Is being counted on to do the most damage, certainly, coming in here. And we're going to see. We're going to see if that's going to happen. For those of you who may not be aware, he's 6'6". He weighs 210 pounds, you know, and he's a really
outstanding talent. He shoots the three ball, Gary, extremely well, but big enough to go inside. He would rather be, I think, though, he prefers to be a perimeter-type player. That's the best game for him. He's put up 120. How many is that? He's put up 91 three-point shots. He's made 45%. You know, that's not a tremendous number of shots, but, boy, that's a great – in other words, as his dad said in the pregame, he said, teams may try to zone us, but, you know, Cade shoots it pretty good.
Well, and he was out a large portion of the season with an injury. Our statistics indicate that he's only participated in 19 games. That may account for some of that lack of three-point shooting in terms of the number of attempts.
As far as the schedule, Warren Central, they started 0-4. They finally got a win. They were 1-5. Then they ran off a series of wins. They did not play the schedule that I think normally Warren Central would play. They did not play in the Christmas tournaments. They took a couple of weeks off back during the Christmas season. They didn't play between December 14th and January the 2nd. Then they went down to Lyon County when they came back and got beat by 13 points to start the new year. But they started putting it all together. Lost a five-point game to Bowling Green, their arch rival, in late January. Lost to a really good Elizabethtown team that a lot of people thought would be back here, but we saw why they won yesterday in Adair County. But lost to E-Town by 3 points. Lost to Bowling Green again by 5 points. So that's a pair of losses to Bowling Green, but they were going to lose to them again. 78-54 on the first day of March. That was in the final game of the district tournament. That's a 24-point loss, folks, to your arch rival. Third time this season, but guess what? They came back a week later, finals of the regional, and they beat Bowling Green 64-57 in overtime to get here to the state tournament. That's a lot of grit. So we have two teams in this tournament, in Warren Central and Ashland, that lost three games to their arch rivals during the season, but beat that team
for the region title. Yeah,
you know, as they used to always say, it's how tough it is to beat the same team, a good team, three times in a row. Now they've upped that to four. You know, you can't.
Yeah,
that's what Boyd County and Bowling Green are thinking right now. Hey, we beat those people three times, and yet they're going to Rupp Arena and we're staying at home. Hey,
absolutely.
Sometimes the way it goes. Warren Central always has size. Cade Unsel is at 6'6", the tallest player, but, boy, 6'5s and 6'4s and 6'3s abound up and down the roster for this Warren Central team. Harlan County making only their second appearance. They were here back in 2017, lost in the opening round. Again, the key player for them, without any question, is Trent Noah. Trent Noah is 6'6". He is a senior guard and headed down to South Carolina to continue his career. He wears number 2 on the uniform. He's just a big guy. And I wonder how many times we'll actually get to see Trent Noah and Cade Unsel match up one-on-one in this game today. I think it'll be a lot of fun to watch. Again, when you talked about the race for Mr. Basketball, wow, cut and dry. I mean, when you have the all-time leading scorer in Travis Perry to have done what he has done, that award was predestined for him probably 2 years ago. But there are many people across the Commonwealth, I think, who, and certainly the people going back in southeastern Kentucky, that would say, hey, Mr. Basketball to us, Trent Noah's the guy. He's the player who we would love to have seen win that award. He is the tallest player on the Harlan County team, but they have other players with some size. This will not be a too much of a mismatch, I don't think, for Harlan County. And well, what a season they've had. They lost to Bowling Green back in the early part of the season, during the tournament part of the season, 73-62. Beat Butler County, yep, that we will see in the next game, handily, 93-74. Beat Ashland Blazer, 80-70. Beat Perry County Central, 81-63. Beat Louisville Mail, 80-74. Then when they got into the portion of their schedule where they're playing primarily down in Region 13, beat a really good Corbin team a couple of times, one of those in the regional final, handled North Laurel. They beat, went out of region and beat Woodford County. They did lose back-to-back games to Pikeville, at Pikeville, and then to Frederick Douglass, another quality team with a lot of athleticism, by 10 points. But they do come in here riding a 10-game streak, along with that record of 31-4 on the season. We'll come back to Rupp Arena. We got the pregame activities that will get rolling. That happens when we come back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
I got a still one. Crowd coming in, and Harlan County has a nice crowd. The Warren Central end zone down to our right, it's
pretty much
it is
empty.
Relatively empty, yeah. But we'll have a nice crowd in here anyway. There are people in the upper level.
And, yeah. No commentary on Warren Central, but I think the bus
now,
broke
ladies
down.
And gentlemen, will you please stand and remove your caps?
That's going to be good.
As the East Jessamine High School Choir pays tribute to America in the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the pale world
There you have the national anthem, and now let's get our starting lineup.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, the heart of the bluegrass, for opening round play of the 106th Kentucky High School Athletic Association UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Today's game features the champions of Region 4, the Dragons of Warren Central. And the champions of Region 13, the Black Bears of Harlan County. And fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now let's meet the starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Warren Central, at forward, number 0, Drevin Bratton. For Harlan County, at forward, number 12, Caleb Johnson. For Warren Central, at forward, number 1, Elijah Starks. For Harlan County, at forward, number 42, J.C. Carter. For Warren Central, at guard, number 3, Elijah Howard. For Harlan County, at guard, number 1, Reggie Cottrell. For Warren Central, at guard, number 4, Cade Unseld. For Harlan County, at guard, number 2, Trent Noah. For Warren Central, at guard, number 13, Caden Hammer. And for Harlan County, at guard, number 3, Maddox Huff. And introducing the head coaches, the Warren Central head coach is William Unseld. And the Harlan County head coach is Kyle Jones. Your officials are James Johns, Drew Ransdell, Raymond Lightfoot, and the alternate official is Charles Beerbaum.
So we're about ready to go. Harlan County, they're in white uniforms. It's a kind of a between a red and a maroon numeral trimmed in black with a little black piping on the uniforms. Meanwhile, Warren Central in a dark blue uniform. They've got white numerals. It's a different looking uniform for Warren Central. Floyd the barber closed up his shop down in Harlan County. He's not doing any haircut down there. They got three players that have got hair bands on. They all need them. And one, they've got a player who has longer hair than any girl Gary Crawford ever thought about dating. Or me either. I mean,
absolutely.
It's a different look out there. I mean, these two teams are matched up and ready to go, and we're ready to go. And Noah is in to jump center against Devin Bratton, and the tip is controlled by Bratton. Slapped it in backcourt to the smallest player on the floor by far, Caden Hammer, a 5'8", 125-pound senior. And down inside, Warren Central gets it down low. Missing the shot is Elijah Starks, and it's rebounded by the Black Bears and traveling over there. Getting the ball on the left wing was Reggie Cottrell. He's 6'2". They list him at 149. The hair covers up the number on the back of his uniform.
It does.
So we'll have to keep that in mind as we go through. But he's number 1. That's the number on his uniform. And now Warren Central has another opportunity to draw first blood. Elijah Howard. They go down inside. The ball is knocked away and out of bounds by Noah. Noah is matched up here in the man-to-man defense against Devin Bratton, a 6-foot senior.
That's a good matchup. Very good matchup.
kick loaded in. Unsell has it. Unsell is being guarded by Caleb Johnson, who's 6'4". They go free throw line, passing up what would have been a wide open jump shot was Elijah Starks, and Warren Central continues to work with it. Now taking it down and forcing up a 14-foot jumper, and good. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Devin Bratton.
Right at the key there.
2-0. Warren Central takes the lead here, and they just a minute gone in this game. The Black Bears with it. Cottrell gives it off and going down the lane, spinning to get wide open, and then missing the shot in there, but being fouled was Maddox Huff. And the foul goes against little Caden Hammer trying to help out.
Yeah, he's trying to help out.
He needs to clear out of that basket, doesn't he? Let the other guys handle that.
That's right.
Maddox Huff, 6'2", 190-pound junior, puts the free throw up and in, and the Black Bear fans are off to our left, and they got a pretty good following. Warren Central, they've got
a few more filtered in. Yeah,
they've got a few filtered in. Free throw good again. So we're tied at 2 apiece. A little early pressure. It's a zone about three-quarter court, but didn't have any effect. Unsell, a very deep three, no good. Hard off the iron. The rebound is saved in, but to Trent Noah. Warren Central tried to save it in. Noah got it. Noah shovels it off. Right side, there is a three on the way that spins out by Reggie Cottrell. On the follow, we're going to get a foul. Noah went in there and got the rebound. He gets fouled. That's going to be on Elijah Howard, his first. Team foul number two here early in the game.
Noah plays
45 in.
Plays very strongly under the basket. He's able to jerk that rebound away from Warren Central.
They list him as 6'6", 217. I always like to see that. They got their weights are 149 and 217 and 128 and they've actually weighed these guys. They put them on a scale. Free throw is no good. It lift out. 3-2 lead. The Black Bears have the advantage. They're first. Unsell had that rebound, and now working across the key is Hammer. Hammer looking in. He walked.
Well,
I didn't see
call.
That. But right in front of the Black Bears bench. Unsell from 18 feet missed a shot. High for the rebound. We're going to get a foul. That's going to be on number zero. I could tell you that was Devin Bratton. How high did he get up?
He was at his elbow at the rim.
He was waist above everybody else for that rebound, but he got on somebody's back. And
he was
three early fouls.
Over the back, no question.
Here's Noah. Sends it on the left side, driving in toward the lane is Cottrell. Feeds a pass off and laying it up and in, wide open.
Well, didn't get the rotation on the defense that time by Warren Central.
That was those points were scored by Carter, and it's the lead for Harlan County. There's a three off the left side that is put up no good by Braylon Borch, and it's rebounded. Noah comes down, and he fires a long three that lifts in and out. So it's 5-2, the lead for Harlan County, down in a hurry. There's a long three that's way over everything. Elijah Howard with a rebound off that. That shot put up by Howard, and there's a three by Noah.
Noah again, taking a long three.
That was way outside there.
Way out on the left wing.
Beyond where you're going to guard anybody. 8-2. Unsell sends it left side to Hammer. Back out on the perimeter. With it is Starks, and now there's another three put up that is no good. Rebounded by Noah. Outlet pass, fed to Maddox Huff. Runs to the three-point line. Fires it good. Wow. Timeout. Warren Central. Harlan County opens up with an 11-2 lead, and we're only 3.5 minutes into the game. We'll be back at Rupp Arena. Don't go away. We return in 30 seconds.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, Just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
What a start for Harlan County, Gary Crawford.
Absolutely. They came down with no fear whatsoever, launching threes from way out, and have hit a couple of them.
Coach Kyle Jones said, you know, Warren Central's defending state champion. They've been here. He said, I hope my team can handle the early part of the game. But they have handled the early part of the game.
They have. Almost 3.5 minutes in now, and 11-2. And Coach Hunsell, Warren Central, says, wait a minute. We got to make some changes here.
Maddox Huff and J.C. Carter, too, they have an endorsement from the same shoe company.
Yeah.
And those pink shoes, you can spot those guys pretty easily. I'm amazed at shoe wear, at footwear these days. I mean,
oh yeah,
you'll see everything in a state tournament worn by the players. So Warren Central with the ball, it's a half court trap, and there's the ball tipped, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be played by Warren Central. Up applauding his team, Kyle Jones, liked the defense, should have liked it. 4:19 to go here in the opening quarter. Toss it in backcourt. Elijah Howard with it. Howard dumps it off to Hammer. Hammer dribbles out to the timeline. Into the game is Jarek Kirk. And now taking it into the lane but passing up a jump shot.
Mm-hmm.
There was Elijah Starks. They passed up some shots here down, and they get it back in, and Starks flips it up inside, missed it. Put it through hard. Rebound, Harlan County. They want to run. Maddox up. Stops at the three-point line. Oh, let me take a three. Good. Wow.
We could see that one from our angle. It was right on line. Just a question of whether it was long enough or not. It was dead center.
14-2. Wow, what a start for Harlan County. Here's Hunsell. Hunsell can't get a shot away. Whips the pass out. There's the little guy nailing a three. Caden Hammer.
Hammer.
Caden Hammer.
That time got the Harlan defense to move to one side and isolate on the other and whip the ball back there and get made the three.
Well, so with a good cross-court pass, gave his teammate a wide-open shot. Now here is J.C. Carter. He's 6'3", 226. Hands it off to Maddox. They're going to cover him a little bit, but with a much smaller guy. Noah goes down low, and they feed it in twice, and the shot is blocked. Finally putting it up with J.C. Carter. Warren Central running down the right side, stopping, 17-footer, no good, put up by Elijah Howard. They battle for the rebound, out of bounds. It'll be Harlan County. And we get a timeout. We are down to the media timeout, 2:46 left to play here in the first quarter of our opening game of this second day of opening round play in the UK Healthcare Sweet 16, 14-5, Harlan County with the early lead. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
We've got Butler County and Evangel coming up in our second game this afternoon. Right now, Trent Noah, a little fall away 15-footer, way too hard. And the rebound is claimed by Warren Central. Coming off the glass with it was Devin Bratton. Boy, Bratton is a physical specimen. 6'4". Yes. I'd say he goes in the 210 range, maybe. Maybe not that much. He is physically cut.
He is cut.
Looked like another traveling violation. We've seen a lot of times we thought there were travels, didn't get called. There's a three put up by Unsell that doesn't go down. Rebound lost out of bounds. It was touched last by Jerry Kirk.
We're going to get Kirk for the foul.
Oh, Kirk picks up his first. Kirk is a 6'5". They list him at 150. Yeah, he's junior coming off the bench.
He's a slender young man.
2:07 to go here in the opening quarter in Harlan County. They had a 12-point lead. It's now 9. Working with the ball is Maddox Huff, who's had a big first quarter with 8 points, including a pair of threes. Now Noah takes it. Leaves it off at long range in the game. Now is Brody Napier. And if he's a Napier, I guarantee he can shoot. And now we got a hold that's going to go against Devin Bratton. And that is Bratton's second foul. And that's
big.
That's big.
Early in the game, only 1:47 remaining here in the first period.
Noah, who made one of a pair of free throws earlier, has 4 points. He's hit one of their 3 3-point shots, puts it up and in.
Warren Central hit the magic number, Dan, 5 fouls.
Elijah Starks checks in, 6'5", 205 senior, coming back into the lineup, replacing Bratton, and Noah makes another one.
Harlan County with only 0 fouls, I should say, with only 0.
Only 0. I like that. Only 0. I'm going to use that. I credit you always. Warren Central leading points. Unsel off the screen. Goes into the lane. Dumps it down low. There's a layup that's missed, but tipped up and in. Jared Kirk missed it, but Elijah Starks tipped it in, and it's 16-7. Now Noah gives down in the corner, and then gets it right back on the left wing. He's guarded by Unsel right now, and he throws a bad pass. Threw it over the head, over way across court to Maddox Huff, and out of bounds. Turnover, that's the first turnover of the game for either team with a minute 5 left here in the opening quarter. Unsel brings it across the timeline. Dribbles right, goes up from 17, in and out. It just won't go in for him. Rebound Starks back up and in, and he draws the foul.
Again, Starks, one of those kids of about 6'4", 6'5", and just really athletic.
Now, Unsel is going to come out of the game for the last 54 seconds of the quarter, probably, and he's replaced by Caden Hammer, the little guard who comes back in, as Starks goes for his 5th point. And he can cut the lead down to 6. Left it well short.
Well short. Hit the bottom half of the rim.
16-9. Trent got the rebound. He'll bring it down himself, and now he's operating against a new defender. It's Elijah Howard, a 6'1 senior. Noah sends it down the right corner, gets it right back on the wing, drives in, gives it back. Now they send it back outside to Brody Napier. He's a 6-foot, 180-pound junior. Goes on the dribble, but nowhere to go. Now he keeps it, goes back, trying to use the screen, and now he has it knocked away.
And a foul.
And a foul is going to go against, that's going to be number 3, I believe, Elijah Howard.
That's his second.
That's the 6th team foul.
Right.
Here in the opening quarter, and 2 shots are coming for Napier. Brody Napier. And
rattles and stays in.
That Napiers always get those kind of bounces.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of Napiers in Eastern Kentucky, Dan.
None better than Glenn Napier. Played up in Moorhead, and could he shoot it? There's another one. In the bottom of the net, it's 18-9, back to a 9-pointed lead. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Possession arrow is with Harlan County to begin the second quarter. Here's Unsel out front, working against Caleb Johnson, and he hadn't scored yet, but Caleb has kept Unsel from scoring. Now down the lane, feeds it off in the corner. They get it back, left
three.
Wing, good. The three is knocked down by Elijah Starks. So Starks gets hot for Warren Central, kind of gets them, keeps them in the game. 18-12, he has seven of their first 12 points, and that's how the first quarter ends. Harlan County with a 6-point lead will return to Rupp Arena in the Sweet 16 coming up in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Opening quarter of eight free throws. That's what they call them. They are free shots. And in that opening quarter, Harlan County got eight and made seven, and Warren Central hadn't shot a free throw yet. And hence, you've got a six-point lead.
And no fouls by Harlan County in the first quarter.
Had one. J.C. Carter did get one foul. Okay. That's the only foul. He's way down at the bottom of the list. Now you can't really see him down here. Hey, there's a three that is no good this time by Maddox Huff. He said, I made a couple early. You didn't give me another shot. Takes this one, doesn't make it. Chance for Warren Central to get closer. They're looking. Here, they bounce it down to Unsel in the low post. He spins and weaves, hands it right corner for a three. That is no good. Put up by Jarrett Kirk, rebounded. Running down the right side is Maddox Huff. Goes all the way near the baseline, keeps the dribble, goes inside, fans it back out. There's a three on the way that's left short by J.C. Carter, but they get the rebound back. Maddox Huff got it, and he has it right now on the perimeter. Trent Noah, right off the top of the key, gives it up, and Huff runs down, puts on a 10-foot jumper that's good. The whistle had already sounded, I believe, before the shot.
So the foul occurred long before the shot.
And that foul is on Elijah Starks. That is his first. And that's seven first-half fouls. Driving in Reggie Cottrell, couldn't get the shot away. He's back in the lineup. They dump it in low to Noah. Turns in the lane. Dumps it over to Cottrell. Left
wide open.
Three wide open. Good.
A 3-point goal by Reggie Cottrell.
Defense collapsed on Noah. Left Cottrell wide open. He buried the shot. Unsel outside. Over on the left, there's the little guy firing another three in. Peyton Hammer.
Can't leave Hammer. That open shot. He's hit a couple of them now.
21-15. There's a long three. It's put up no good by Maddox Huff. And on the rebound, we get a foul.
I think they're going to get Hammer with the push.
Hammer picks up his second foul. So you've got Bratton and Howard and Hammer, three starters for Warren Central, all with two fouls, and still 6:26 to play
in the half.
In the opening half. Cottrell's going to inbounds down on the baseline after the common foul. Coach William Unsel is up down there, and there's a pass over the left corner. Ball fake. No shot there out to Cottrell.
Now Maddox takes it. Maddox looking. Left corner, passing up the shot down there. But then a three is launched by Maddox Huff. It's no good. Running the rebound down out near the timelines. Elijah Starks starts the break. Starks gets it back. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Noah. Boy, when Noah grabbed it immediately, looked down the floor, zipped a pass ahead to Cottrell. But recovering Warren Central. Maddox Noah. Free throw line jumper is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Unsel.
Last couple of shots by Harlan Kenny look like they've been just a little bit rushed.
Unsel dribbling with it. Right side of the key. Turns. 14-foot fall away. Good. Rolled in for him. First points for Tate Unsel. Timeout coming for Harlan County. I'm sure this will be about shot selection.
Yeah.
But Harlan County leads it 21-17 with 5:36 to play in this opening half. And we'll be right back here in half a minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Warren Central, they're not shooting the ball extremely well. They've made only 7 of 20, but they have made 3 of 7 threes. Missed their only free throw, and they haven't turned the ball over a single time now in a quarter plus 2.5 minutes. Harlan County with the ball. Man-to-man defense. They dump it in low. Trent Noah turns in the lane, pops in a 10-foot jumper, made it look awfully easy.
Yeah, bit of a mismatch there with boards trying to defend Noah.
He's got 8 points, and it's 23-17. Here with the ball, Warren Central, Elijah Starks. They give over on the left side to Braylon Boards, and now a three knocked down from Tate Unsel. That was deep three, too.
Yeah, that was deep. It was 4 feet beyond the arc.
He's got five now, and it's 23-20. So the three-point shots are going down for these teams. Here is Trent Noah. Oh, what a play. He was about 12 feet out, leaned in, laid it up, knew he was going to miss it, but went right back to get his rebound. And
followed
his
shot
in.
Right back in. Nobody put a body on him.
He said, hey, statistically, I'm going to get a rebound and point. I'll take them both. 25-20. The lead for Harlan County. Down to the basket. Pass is picked off by Maddox Huff. That was thrown like a bullet. Huff coming down is fouled. That's number two on Elijah Starks. Immediately up off the bench comes Caden Hammer.
They call that on boards, Stan.
On boards.
Yes.
So that's his first. .410 to play here in the opening half. A 5-point lead for Harlan County. They got the ball. Maddox Huff takes it. He's guarded by the 5'8 point guard for Warren Central. They get it in down low, and turning Carter goes up. Or rather, that's Noah. On his shot rolled off. Hung on the rim for a while. Missed it. Rebounded by Elijah Starks. Now Unsel takes it down the left side of the lane and goes
to the rim.
It up and in.
Straight line drive.
Unsel with seven. And it is 25-22. Noah, three, no good. Hard off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Unsel. Turns. Heads down. Doesn't have anything in transition. Then he dumps it down low. Spinning in the lane. Trent Noah got called for a foul.
It looked like it was pretty clean from our vantage.
Yeah, sure did. Drevin Bratton went to put a shot up. And
foul is on number two. Noah
gets his first foul. It's only the second foul of this first half against Harlan County. 3:28 to go.
So Bratton's going to get a chance to shoot two here.
Bratton had two early points in the game. Free throw is no good.
Oh,
Bratton, one of those great physical specimens. They've got a bunch of them on this Warren Central team.
They do.
They're sculpted. Free throw is good.
Broad shoulders and about a 22-inch waist.
25-23. Warren Central just keeps edging closer after they trailed double figures early in this game. Napier outside, hands it over to Noah. Noah looking, nobody breaking open. Now he goes to Noah down the right side. Noah goes into the lane, goes up from 12 feet, missed a shot. Rebound put back up and in by J.C. Carter. His second field goal, 27-23.
Carter found himself matched up with a favorable matchup down there and was able to get the rebound.
Here's a pass, goes in low to Unsel. Makes a move, sends it right back outside. The three on the way is no good. Rebounded by Noah. A pass to midcourt, a pass under the basket. Lay in by Reggie Cockrell is good.
That was an outlet pass from the middle of the free throw lane all the way to the basket on the other end.
29-23. 2:23 to go. Harlan County the lead, and Unsel hits the deck but pops back up. Here, well, they want to dump it into Unsel but can't get it to him. And now, oh, falling down.
They're going to get
Noah Huff. Maddox Huff gets the foul. And we're going to get a timeout with 2:03 left in the first half. Stay with us at halftime, by the way. Bob White, long time high school beat writer for the Louisville Courier-Journal, is going to join us. We'll return to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
WMST Mount Sterling. WMST Mount Sterling.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Only 2 minutes and 3 seconds left in this first half, and it's been Harlan County. They went on top 3-2 and have led ever since. The Warren Central Dragons trying to see if they can rally here. And there's a takeaway on the far side of the floor. Reggie Cockrell came up with the turnover. Maddox up is down. Doesn't have anything, so he dribbles back out between the circles. Big guarded by David Braxton. Bounce pass, high post. Noah goes up from 18 feet, missed the shot. Rebounded by Warren Central, plenty of time. And minute 33 to go. Well, now they dump it down low to Unsel, who missed a shot, but a foul.
Yeah, they're trying to get Unsel to post up on the smaller Harlan County defenders.
Brody Napier gets the foul, and Unsel goes to the line. Shot is good. Munsell's 8 point of the first half, and he didn't score in the opening quarter. He has come back to contribute most of the points for his team here in the second period and looking to make it a 4 point game, and he does. 29-25. That's the lead for Harlan County. As they work on offense, Napier gives it up. Driving deep in the left corner is Caleb Johnson. Doesn't have anything. Now here's Trent Noah for three. Good.
Noah just inside the arc. It looked like wrong arc.
32-25. They counted a three.
Yeah, they did.
49 seconds to go in the half. Right side, Unsel. Dumps it over down the baseline. Jump shot put up. No good by Elijah Starks.
Harlan
removed. The hold up. Noah almost pulled the trigger on a long three. He gives back outside. They'll set and try to take the last shot now. Possession arrow is with Warren Central to begin the second half.
25 seconds.
Clock at 20.
Had Noah matched up. Kicked away.
Ball's loose. Picked up by Warren Central. Clock down. 4 seconds to go. Deep three. Good by Unsel. Boy, what a quick reaction and a quick finish.
Momentum changer right there.
Yeah,
man.
32-28 as we come to the halftime break. And Unsel, what a second quarter he had as he picks up 12 points in the first half. It all came in that second quarter as his team comes from... They were 18. Actually, they were down 16-5 in this game. Now they trail by four at 32-28. Looks like we got an exciting second half coming up, and we've got a special halftime guest for you. Bob White from the Louisville Courier Journal is going to come join us. We hope if we can find him. He might have slipped away from us, but we'll find out. We'll be back with a halftime show for you coming up in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Jordan Hiley, at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
It's halftime here, and Bob White was going to join us. I told you he was. He may join us later. We don't know, but Bob is 88 now, I think. I don't know. He saw his first state tournament in 1949, and what stories he can tell. But hey, you got to be ready to step in as a backup. And Tanya Witt is with us right now. Rise Up Sports, Tanya. You got it going. I mean, how many years now?
We're in year three.
Year three, and it's going well.
Yeah, we've continued to grow by leaps and bounds from year one. If you'd asked me, in year one where I wanted to be, you know, 5-10 years, I would probably say where we are right now. So we've set the bar kind of high, and, you know, we're gaining momentum across the state. So just a great platform for women's athletics across the state.
And really, the mindset, what are you thinking when you say, I want to start something here? What was going through your mind?
Well, it was COVID, so, you know, you had a lot of time to think and a lot of time to process things. And so just gave me a time to get a better outlook on, you know, women's sports across Kentucky and across, you know, the state and across the U.S. in general. And just, you know, the support that was needed really wasn't there at that time. So we just kind of went with it.
Do you feel like a lot of young girls, athletes, don't get noticed, don't get recognized, maybe don't get scholarships just because sometimes nobody pays any attention to them?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of unseen talent across the state just because, you know, how broad our state is, and a lot of people can't get to one side of the state or the other. And so we try to be that gateway for them to be able to be seen from, you know, anywhere from Pikeville all the way out to Land Between the Lakes and Paducah. And we had our recent awards ceremony last week during the girls state tournament, and we literally had kids there from Pikeville all the way out to far western parts of Kentucky, and so northern Kentucky down to the border of Tennessee. So we feel like we're covering the state really well.
You jumped on the bandwagon for some players well in advance too. I mean, it's not just the fact that you might help some players that almost get no recognition, but also sometimes you're getting players started earlier being recognized. And that seems to be, that's making a huge difference. I mean, Kentucky's missed basketball. I think you were in her camp very early.
I've been in the camp of both of those the past 2 years pretty early. And, you know, even those kids that are getting recognition, you know, that just gives us another, you know, catapult to the next level for them to be able to reach out to their peers to say, hey, support this platform, I'm following them. You know, that just gives us more momentum. But yeah, so I was fortunate enough to be able to cover the Mr. Miss Basketball event the past 2 years, and became very close with both of those winners, and have watched them. And Haven is continuing to flourish at Murray, and I can't wait to see what Trinity does at Southern Mississippi.
Now, in addition to that, you're taking a few pictures, aren't you?
I've taken a few pictures over the past few weeks, yeah.
How many pictures give people an idea. How many pictures did you take probably last week of the girls' state tournament?
30,000 last week.
30,000.
And then the week before, I took about 16,000, and I'll probably take about 15,000, 16,000 this week.
I mean, how do you find time to even go through 30,000 pictures?
Very late night.
The world of technology has changed greatly, but you still have to have an eye for the game, don't you?
Yeah, it's just all, you know, perspective and what you want to showcase. And what I try to do is just be a storyteller and give somebody that wasn't maybe at the game a glimpse of kind of the action and things that happened throughout the game. Not necessarily, you know, the great shot. Maybe it's the hustle play on defense, or maybe it's a fan in the stands, or, you know, the kids on the bench don't get a lot of recognition. So I try to make sure that, you know, we give them their due because they're on the bench. They've battled in practice to get these players where they are every day.
Yeah. Your son is a player. I don't know how good a player he'll ever be, but along with that, he's getting to see a lot. You get to take him with you a lot.
Yeah, he's been on my hip from the time that he was really little. He's got to experience a lot of great things, and I always joke that I rode on his coattails for a little bit, so now it's the return favor. And so, yeah, he's seen a lot of basketball. He has a strong ambition and desire to be a sports journalist or broadcast an analyst. And so, you know, he got started at a very young age. And so,
yeah. Well, what got you into the picture-taking business? You didn't set out a long time ago and say, I want to be a photographer, did you?
No, not really. One of my roommates in college was a photographer, so we spent a lot of time late nights. That's when, you know, she was doing a lot of film development stuff. And so we would just kind of mess around and shoot stuff. And I always really enjoyed it, but, you know, being a middle school social worker and running a nonprofit, you don't have a whole lot of time for that. And so when I retired, I really wanted to take a different focus and a different path. And so doors just opened up, and, you know, here we are 5 or 6 years later.
Yeah, when you retired, so Social Security starts rolling in, right? And that's
you know you're in trouble when you get that AARP envelope in the mail.
Oh, what's been? Do you have you know, at home? Do you have like some special pictures of action pictures that you've taken that you say, boy, that's yeah, I want that up on my wall. I want that to remind me what you can get. Have you got those yet?
No, I don't really have any of those on my wall. I do have, you know, Rise Up Sports Media. We produce 3 or 4 magazines each year, and so I have all of my cover photos from those magazines framed and hung up in my office just to kind of remind me of, you know, how blessed I am to be able to make connections with so many people and, you know, products that we're able to put out that, you know, just are seen by, you know, so many people across the state and in our area.
What's the biggest success story of the first 3 years, you think? Is it an athlete that is headed someplace that probably wouldn't have been if not for Rise Up Sports? What's been the big story for you?
The biggest story? I don't know. We've covered a lot of different avenues. I mean, we've covered Katie Eddington, who lives over in Scott County, who lost her leg about 10 years ago, and she's training for the Paralympics. You know, I was very close with Ryan Howard when she was at Kentucky, number one WNBA draft pick. I think it's just the relationships that you're able to build with individuals that allow you to network and kind of spread that web. I was fortunate to be able to shoot the Ohio State-Iowa game this year up at Ohio State that went into overtime just because of a connection that I had made with a player when she was at Kentucky. And so I think it's just you know, the culmination of all those relationships that I've been able to develop over the years.
You followed the UK women pretty closely. How long will it take for the UK women to be back and be NCAA competitive, you think?
I think 2 years. You know, it depends on what they go get in the portal this year. You know, the portal has been such a game changer, you know, across the landscape of college basketball. And I think it really depends on the coach that they bring in. And I've been told that that's going to be a quick process, maybe as early as this weekend, to get that coach in place. The portal's already open. And so it's just going to be a matter of, you know, what that coach is able to go get out of the portal to add with, you know, the returning players that they have. But 2 years, I think they'll be very competitive because that coach will, you know, have some time at Kentucky under her feet, understand what Big Blue Nation is and that support, and be able to get those caliber of players to get them competitive at the NCAA level.
Tanya, do you do anything different when you're taking pictures of a boys' game than when you're taking pictures of a girls' game? Is there a difference from a photography standpoint?
Not really. It's just the pace of play. I always say boys play a little bit more reckless than girls, so you kind of got to be on your game to get that fast motion. Girls are very methodical in their approach and very, you know, set in their ways, and guys just tend to run and gun sometimes, so you just have to be prepared for that different pace of play. But really, it's no different of what I'm focusing on.
Yeah. Tanya, thanks for being with us. People want to look at what's going on with Rise Up. You got a website?
Yeah, riseupsportsmedia.com. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, so you can find us at Rise Up there, too.
Yeah, and wherever we listen to our podcast, right?
And wherever we listen to our podcast, yes.
Tanya Witt. Tanya, keep up the good work. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dan.
Hey, we'll be back. Take a quick look at statistics coming up in just a minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards? such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter, the Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
In that first half of play, both teams made 5 3-pointers, shooting that part of the game. Well, 5 of 10 for Warren Central, 5 of 11 for Harlan County, but both teams are shooting better from the three-point line than they are overall inside the three-point line. 5 of 15 for Warren Central and 5 of 13 for Harlan County. Difference in the game as it sits at 4 points. From the free-throw line, Harlan County 7 of 8. Warren Central 3 of 5. Rebounds, Harlan County 16 to 12. And Trent Noah, you know, he does it all for his team. He leads them in rebounds with 8. Elijah Starks has 6 rebounds for Warren Central. Point wise, Noah with 13, 8 for Maddox Huff, who got those early. 5 points for Reggie Cottrell. J.C. Carter with 4 and 2 for Brody Napier. For Warren Central, a dozen for Kate Unsell, all coming in the second quarter. 7 for Elijah Starks and 6 for the little guy, Caden Hammer. Devin Bratton has 3 assists. 6 for Harlan County and 4 for Warren Central in the first half. And turnovers almost non-existent. 3 for Harlan County, 2 on Warren Central. And points off turnovers, though, Warren Central has turned the 3 Harlan County turnovers into 7 points. No points off turnovers for Harlan County off the Warren Central turnovers. In the paint, Harlan County has outscored Warren Central 10-6. And again, the biggest play that first half was a dozen points for Harlan County. And in the first quarter, the biggest lead, Warren Central has never been on top by more than 2 points. So we've been tied only once. And the lead has changed hands only once. That tie was at 2-2, and then Harlan County went ahead 3-2. And they've been ahead ever since. Yeah. Gary Crawford, what's going to happen in this second half?
Well, it's going to be very interesting. That basket right at the end of the half there, it has really changed the momentum, and Warren Central gets the ball back.
And Caden Hammer, the guard, against Cottrell. Brings it across the timeline. Goes on the right side to Elijah Starks. Right back in the corner. Now they go down low, spinning under the big basket. Bratton powers it up and in.
That's been the philosophy here, and the strategy is to get the ball in deep against this a bit undersized Harlan County team.
Here's Cottrell, goes to Trent Noah down low.
Now they go low.
And turning and putting it up and in is J.C. Carter.
Had a pick along the baseline there, and he's able to come clean off the pick and get the easy layup.
Noah has a real knack for finding teammates. They haven't completed every shot, but he finds them. 4-point lead again. Deep in the right corner. Getting the ball out there is Devin Bratton. Didn't like it. Unsell now takes it down in the lane. Little jump stop and shot blocked by Noah, but he'd already been called for
they
traveling.
Called travel. He tried to.
Kind of like the, looked like the Euro step to me.
I was going to say it was a version of the Euro step, but it didn't quite meet the grade, I suppose. And the official said, no, he actually traveled.
We've got two really outstanding players right here. Division I guys, Trent Noah,
yep,
Cade Unsell. They don't want to go home. And they're going to do everything they can to let that happen. There's a shot put up, no good, by Maddox Huff off the right side from 14 feet away, rebounded by Warren Central. Here's Unsell outside, top of the key, sends it left side, doesn't have anything. Back it comes to Unsell, and now over on the right wing to Bratton. Bratton tried to throw a lob pass in here, got away from him, and out of bounds. It'll go over to Harlan County.
Again, Warren Central trying to post up. I believe that was Starks at that time.
Please don't anybody sue me, but Caleb Johnson, 6'4", senior for Harlan County, He's a really good role player. He could go back into the 60s. Give him some bongos.
There's a free.
Ball away, jump shot, puts it in, and they call the foul.
Yeah. They get that three-point play the old-fashioned way.
And that's number three on Caden Hammer.
Gives
first
you
foul the second half.
A really strong feeling about Noah's strength, Dan. He was contested very, very highly.
Free throw rattles around and stays in. He's got 16, and the lead is 7. 37-30 for Harlan County. Warren Central working against the Harlan County man-to-man defense. Hammer, Unsel, they go deep down into the left corner to Elijah Howard. Back on top of the key to Starks. Now Unsel takes it, wants to drive in. Dumps it low to Starks' left baseline. He's double-teamed. Gives it back in the lane. Putting it up and in is Elijah Howard.
Howard just
first 2 points.
Saw an opening right down the middle of the stripe there and broke right in there and got the easy pass for the.
Here's a back cut. Trent Noah goes in, lays it up and in.
And the foul.
Draws the foul.
Noah's playing with some real strength right now, Dan.
Foul is going to go against Devin Bratton. I'm sorry, it wasn't on Bratton. Starks, I think, got the foul, his third. And they. Right now, Trent Noah trying to take this game over. He's going for point number 19, and he knocks it down. And it's 40-32, an 8-point lead. 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Warren Central trying to answer. Hammer dumps it to deep down in the right corner to Starks. Now Unsel. Starks gives right back to Unsel. Knocked away, but he gets it. Hammer takes it. Hammer looking around, and there's Howard. And now Bratton outside buries a three. I said a three, but it's only a two.
Yeah, he had 1 foot inside the line, so.
40-34, we had a timeout taken by Coach Unsel down on the Warren Central bench way off to our right. And we'll be back in a half minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Every game's not a nail-biter, Gary Crawford, but, hey, they're all exciting, aren't they? I mean,
they are.
The boys' Sweet 16, there's nothing quite like it. Here is Harlan County with the lead and the ball. They're up by 6, and they get the ball in the hands to Noah, and there, boy, they're right up on him. I like the way he cleared. He's trying to maybe force a foul call and didn't get anything there. Over comes to Cottrell. Cottrell drives right side, dumps a little pass off. Right side three, in and out. And that was put up by Johnson. Lead pass ahead for Warren Central down underneath.
They got
a foul on Noah. Noah gets his second foul.
Starks with a quick pivot move down there. Caught Noah with his hand in the cookie jar, so to speak.
Unsel's going to inbound the ball. He looks. He floats it in the close to the basket to Starks. And now Bratton, right side. Nothing down there for Hammer. Over on the left side, Starks with it. Senior gives it to Bratton, top of the key, goes into Unsel.
Right in the middle.
Spins on the lane, puts it up and in. A really nice move by Kate Unsel, who has 14.
He kept calling for the ball. They finally were able to get it down in there to him.
40-36. Midway through this third quarter of play, Noah out on the left side, Unsel guarding him. Noah wants to drive on him, hands it off, gives the ball to Cottrell, and now taking the ball is Maddox Huff, who tried to go into the line, get a pushing foul. That personal will be against Elijah Howard.
Yeah, that's Howard.
That's his third personal foul. And we get a foul as they're trying to get the ball in. They knocked it down.
Knocked it down.
And the foul's on Bratton.
Bratton
gets his third. Now, Brad's coming out of the game, and Coach Hensel is questioning that call as they were kind of stacked up in there.
Yeah.
Noah tried to get out where he could get the ball, and he ended up on the floor.
You know, there is a knack to drawing fouls, and Noah, I think he's got it. He can draw fouls.
Noah's he's over at the bench. He's
talking to his coach.
Seemed like a likable young man. He's got out in the sun a little bit too much. The back of his arms, he's got the farmer's, not the farmer's tan, but the farmer's sunburn on his arms coming here. He's been out mowing some grass probably down there in Harlan County before he came up here. Yeah, son, get the yard mowed, then you get to go.
Noah and I guess it's Kirk are having a little chest-to-chest match on the inbounds. The official's talking to them now, saying, don't do that.
Noah breaks out, looks, and they send it out deep. Get the ball to Johnson. Caleb Johnson gives. Driving in, Huff on the left baseline. Fellow wraparound, no good. Battle for the rebound. We'll get a foul. And that'll go against J.C. Carter in his second. Fouls here in this quarter. Four against Warren Central and two against Harlan County.
Yeah. Huff was trying to take the ball to the baseline, really put up an ill-advised shot.
Here's Warren Central. Can get a little closer now. Down by four. Unsel down in the lane. Up from about 10 feet. I don't know if that got blocked. It didn't get there.
Rebound. Yeah.
Maddox Huff. Now we got another foul on Warren Central. And
so lots of fouls being called right now. It tightened up the whistle a little bit.
Starks gets his third.
And the fifth foul here in the quarter, Dan.
And Maddox Huff, who scored 8 points in the first quarter, hit a pair of threes, hit a pair of free throws, and now he gets two free throws here, has not scored since then. Puts it up and in. See if they can get him going again. He's only 2 of 9 from the field, 2 of 4 from the three-point line. Pushes the lead back to 5 with 3.5 minutes to go. Third quarter, free throw good again.
Front edge and follows itself right in.
42-36. Unsel brings it down. Sends it down on the right baseline to Starks, left corner. There's a three on the way from Hammer. Good.
Hammer can hit that three. He's proved it.
He doesn't take ill advice. He said, get it to me wide open in rhythm, and I'll make them. He's made three of them. Now there's a shot put up off the left side by Maddox, and he is fouled. And that's going to be on Jarrett Kirk. Kirk gets his second foul.
Coach Unsel down there, still frustrated. I can't tell from our vantage point if he's frustrated at the guy in the striped shirt or the player.
I think it's a combination. Free throw is good by Noah. Really, Gary, I think his team is fouling. I mean, these
they are.
Fouls, you know, you could call them all, but I think then maybe thinks, well, they're calling a little closer than we're used to. Free throw is no good there, but he'll have another one coming. So he got fouled in shooting the three-pointer, but that's the second free throw he has missed and knocks this one down. He's got 21, and the lead is 5 at 44-39, exactly 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Unsel dribbling right, spinning, gets it knocked away, goes for it. Unsel gets it back, sends it left side to Hammer. Now the ball in the hand of Braylon Borge, who's in there. Unsel again, right side. Unsel goes down the left corner. Ball fake, but Borge doesn't take the shot. Goes down into Starks, nothing there. Back out, Unsel will shoot the three, good.
And again, that's a deep Unsel, or deep three by Unsel.
He's got 17, 44-42, and Trent Noah missed. He got in. Good looking, about a 17-footer. Missed the shot. Unsel down in a hurry. 2:14 to go. Next out of bounds play, we'll get a clock stoppage and a timeout. Does it come now? Hunsell fires it and it goes out of bounds. Missed everything with that shot, and we get a timeout. 2:06 left to play in the third quarter. 44-42. Harlan County leading the defending state champion Warren Central Dragons, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Trent Noah has scored more than 1,000 points this season. He's got 21 today with 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Kate Unseld, 17 on the other side with 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Those guys have gone at it pretty good here. Here is Cottrell, and there's a wide open 3, good, knocking it down. J.C. Carter. Big basket here in the
big basket, yes.
Yeah, he's got 9 points now, 47-42. Well, they only called that a 2, did they?
They did.
It looked to me like he was behind the 3-point line. That's right in front of us. And now down inside, we get a whistle.
It's just out of bounds.
Blocked out of bounds.
Yeah.
As Devin Bratton comes in. I think they missed that. You got 3 3-point lines out there, but I mean he was on the white line. That's the line he was stepping on, but I'd like to see a replay of that. They gave him only 2 points, though. There's a steal. Harlan County down. Trent Noah couldn't get a shot away. Looks for help. Hands it off. Maddox Huff back to Noah. Fires a 3 left side. Good. Tough shot there under pressure.
Yeah. Contested.
Trent Noah. And all of a sudden, it's 49-42, minute 14 to go here in the third quarter. Unseld trying to answer. Noah tried to take it away from him. Couldn't. The ball tipped
knocked
by
away.
Huff and out of bounds. He was trying to call timeout, but
they didn't.
He could barely get one hand on the ball before it left. So you got to secure it before you get that timeout. And now Unseld will inbound the ball deep in the right corner. Gives it up.
Give it right back to him.
Fires a 3 that's no good. Rebound tip. And
there's
Noah with the rebound. Noah works it down himself. Under a minute to play, third quarter. His team up by 7. Noah dribbles between the circles. Goes over on the right side. And Noah gets it back and buries another 3.
He's warming up, Dan.
Well, it's a 10-point lead. 52-42. Warren Central got within 2, and now there's the ball knocked away but picked up by Warren Central.
Warren Central
28
really
seconds
picked up
to go. And driving for the basket, we get a whistle and a foul. The basket
long
will not count,
basket,
but we had a foul. And that foul is going to be on Noah. And that's Noah's third foul, and they'll get him out of there.
Yeah,
I would think.
27. And
well, they're going to
zone it off the inbounds.
Yeah, they.
Well,
here's
Unseld
down close. Unseld hands it off, laying it up and in.
Yeah.
As Elijah starts. Easy 2 right there. And Unseld recognized that Noah was going to play soft on defense with that third foul. Here is the ball outside. Huff dribbling with it, goes left side, gets open for a three. Good. Right in front of Buzz. And just before the buzzer, Huff's third three of the game. He's got 13. The advantage is 11. 55 to 44. Biggest lead of the game for Harlan County. And that's how we'll start the fourth quarter, coming back in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Harlan County may have an 11-point lead in the game, but the Warren Central cheerleaders have won the Clark's Pump and Shop car race at the end of the third quarter with excellent speed. And really the problem was the
pyramid.
The pyramid. The Harlan County cheerleaders could not put the pyramid together, and it kept them from having a shot at victory there. But in the game, the Harlan County Black Bears have made 8 of 15 three-point shots. Warren Central has made 7 of 14. When you're looking for a statistical difference in this game, you know, it's difficult to find where the real advantage is for Harlan County. But they have shot the ball well. Both teams have. Here is the ball in Noah's hands on the left wing. He's got the small player on him, but he wanted to clear out on the left side. He spins, puts up a jump shot. Good boy.
He's feeling it, Dan.
Yeah, you can't stop what he did right there on this left wing.
He just backed him down, just turned and elevated.
57. 44, 13-point lead. Now we're going to get a timeout taken by Warren Central.
Coach Unsel.
Not happy right now. What's happening? 7:29 to go. Noah has 29, and we'll be back. More action from the Sweet 16 when we return in 1 minute.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of 4 or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Warren Central going to go try to post him up, Dan, and get that fourth foul.
They've got the ball underneath their own basket.
You can just count on it.
7:29 left to play. Coach Jones is trying to tell Noah, hey, back off a little bit now. Give him 2 points to stay in the game. Here is Bratton outside. Unsel, a deep, deep three that is no good.
Noah with the rebound.
Boy, Noah is cleaning the glass, too.
Strong rebound.
He's got the double-double now with 29 points and 10 rebounds. Came into today's game having scored 1,038 points this season. Noah, off a screen. Couldn't get a shot away. Good defense there by Elijah Starks. Covering him up. Russell down low. Noah goes behind Huff, but Huff didn't go to him. Now Huff has got it. Bounces it off to Noah. Goes up from 17. The shot rolled off. We've got a foul. That's going to be an offensive foul against Reggie Cottrell. That's his first foul of the game.
Well, very physical play in, on that pick by there. And started out with Warren Central kind of hugging the picker, and he retaliated and got called.
Caden Hammer gets it down for Warren Central. Gives it off to Bratton. Now here's Unsel. Backs up and fires a three. No good. Rebound. Put back up and in by Elijah Starks, who now has 11.
Noah was right there, but didn't want to contest it and risk that fourth foul.
57-46, and we got a timeout taken by Harlan County. Timeouts remaining. 3 for Harlan County, 2 for Warren Central. 6:27 to play in this game, and we'll be back here in just 30 seconds.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Hit 41% from the three-point line during the season, and overall from the field, Noah hit 56% from the free throw line, 88.9%, and he averages 10.5 rebounds. So now down inside, we get a whistle on a traffic violation, and that's against the big guy. They got it inside.
Yeah, great bounce pass, got him right into the basket, and he was.
J.C. Carter just couldn't.
Trying to get his balance and took an extra little shuffle step.
So now, Warren Central, they've got plenty of time to make a run. 6:05 left to play in the game. Hammer across the timeline. And again, into the game is Braylon Boards, a senior at 6'3. Richlander Paler. Player Hammer starts down the right corner. Hammer with. Cottrell all over him. Unsel off a screen.
Oh, good. Put right back to him.
It's his own rebound. Goes under and lays it in.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe that's what it takes to get Unsel going, that layup. He'd missed a few shots. 57-48. It's a nine-point game. And now in backcourt, we get a timeout taken by Harlan County. They were trapped. And might
right
have
in the corner.
Could have been a 10-second count, or they needed the timeout. They got it. And see what kind.
I don't know. I thought it was a timeout, and now I'm a little confused.
Now they're bringing them back on the floor.
Yeah, no timeout. I don't know what they.
That is one for the books right there.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, we're back to action. Harlan County.
I think the official may have anticipated a timeout or something.
Here, Napier back into the game. Here's Noah with it. Noah working against Huntsville on the dribble. Bounces it across the court to Maddox up. Gets it back. There's a pass that goes to Cottrell.
Now into the
Warren,
post.
Yeah, Warren Central is really trying to pressure. Now they're double-teaming everything. Huff looking. Long skip pass over on the right side. Back to Noah. It's keep away right now. And Huff drives in, goes into the lane. Or Noah, rather, missed a short jump shot. Off the back of the iron. Rebound.
He was on the move and didn't get stationary before he took that shot.
Unsel rebounds quickly down.
They're going Brad inside again.
Powers his way in and puts a shot up and in. They're going to call the foul.
Bump.
That's one of those playthroughs right there, Gary.
Yeah. We haven't seen that foul very much in the last day or two.
J.C. Carter gets number 3, the basket by Bratton. Gives him 9 points in the game, going for 10. And now returning to the Harlan County lineup is Caleb Johnson, who will come in to replace J.C. Carter, who got his third foul. Still 4:49 to go. 57-50. Warren Central kind of easing up.
Shoot. Yep.
The free throw by Bratton is good.
Yep.
Big three-point play. 57-51. Huff in backcourt. Napier bounces it to Huff. Back to Napier. Napier looking. Long pass down inside. Knocked away. Picked up by Huff. And he threw it away. Just a little bit quick to get it to the driving Trent Noah or maybe Reggie Cottrell. They were both underneath the basket. There's a big turnover right there, though, because of the momentum that's going on right now.
Yeah.
You're going to have turnovers. Boy, that one comes when Warren Central is
Warren
beginning
Central
to make a move.
With the press. Is...
Yeah, there's a really...
Ticky-tack, as we say.
Yeah, there's a ticky-tack foul that was called right there on Rhodey Napier.
Yeah.
His second. 4:25 left in this game. It's 57-51. Warren Central down, but with the ball.
Big possession here for Warren Central, Dan.
Hammer, Hunsell deep in the left corner. Napier slaps the ball out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll be played by Warren Central. Opening of game of four games today here in the Sweet 16. Continuing opening round play. There's a bounce down to Bratton on the baseline. He powers his way in, goes in, puts it up. No good. He was over the back on the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Warren Central. You know, hey, you hate to criticize the officiating, but I mean, I could call that over and back from right here. I mean,
yeah,
he just went up on the back of two players to keep that ball alive, but call didn't happen. Here is Warren Central. They floated low, and Brandon puts it in.
And a foul.
You know,
a little simple roll, a pick down low, rolled him right into the center.
Trent Noah got his fourth foul. That's Noah's fourth foul with 4:07 to go. Now Bratton can make it a one possession game right here. And the free throw is up and good.
Yeah, that's good. All the way.
Bratton is the guy right now.
Yeah.
They can't stop him. Back-to-back three-point plays. 10 in this half.
Here's the press.
13 in the game. And here's Noah taking the pass down. Noah's going to fire a long three. Good. Oh, wow.
Noah says, let me have that shot. I'll take that shot.
60-54.
Big bucket there, Dan.
Oh, you bet. I mean, all the momentum was with Warren Central. Now it's back to a six-point lead.
Here they are, looking down low again.
Ball knocked away, but picked up over on the far side. Knocked away again, but it'll still be Warren Central with ball. Elijah Starks over there. A little Napier.
Napier just keeps slapping.
Bugging him.
Good quick hands.
3:38 left. Possession arrow, by the way, is Warren Central's way. Here is Starks down the left corner out to Bratton. Over it comes. Hunsell now breaks and takes
there
it.
There he is.
15-foot jumper is bouncing in.
Ball hit the back of the rim, went straight up in the air about 4 feet and back down right through.
He's got 21, and the lead is four. There's Napier on the offensive end. They double him. He gives it to Matt, to Noah. Cross-court pass. Maddox goes up for a three.
No good. Not even close.
Rim. Rebounded by Warren Central with under three to play.
Not the shot Coach Jones wanted.
Hunsell gives it high to Bratton. Bratton looking.
They're looking down low.
Starks takes it now. And Hunsell spinning around. Hunsell goes up and now kicks it over on the side. Didn't like what he had when he drove into the lane. Now he's got it again top of the lane and goes still again outside. And the clock trickles down to 2.5 minutes remaining in the game. 4-point lead for Harlan County. Here is Starks. And there's Bratton for three. No good. The rebound.
They're calling over. No, they're calling White.
Oh, they called the foul on.
That was amazing.
On Maddox Huff.
Yeah.
On the blockout. And so Warren Central is going to keep the ball because That was, that was five fouls on Harlan County now in this quarter. None against on Warren Central.
That's...
And we got a timeout. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
As Marty Brenneman would say, we got a good old good one.
Good old good one.
It's 2-1. It's the bottom of the ninth. And a runner on and two outs. And the count's not 3-2 yet, but it's about to be there. Here is Starks.
Starks will be up there.
Shooting a pair of free throws. Can make it a two-point game. Puts it up and in. He's got a dozen. Braddon and Starks and Unseld.
That's the...
And then old Hammer throwing in a few threes. That's been the offense. That triumphant. Boy, taking a long time is Starks. And
out.
Rimmed out on him in the rebound.
Noah
gets another one. Three-point game.
They're
60-57.
Missed free throw. They're coming with the press.
Here is the ball with coming down Maddox Huff.
They're going to try to take it away. They're not going to.
Trent Noah driving. Goes in, goes down the lane, fans it. There's Napier for a three left and way short.
Way short, yeah.
You could tell. And the rebound. It's loose on the floor, and finally, Warren Central comes out of there with it. Could tie with a three. Braddon doesn't take the three. Gives out. Now Unsel.
This guy will.
Yeah, 140 left in the game. Napier is guarding Unsel. Unsel wants to take him. Goes right side. Hands it off. Gets it back. Goes up over Noah. Shot no good. Rebounded. Taken off by J.C. Carter, and we get a foul, I believe. That's going to go against Elijah Starks, and that'll be his fourth. First foul of the fourth quarter on Warren Central.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, to not foul when you're trying to battle back.
Yeah, and you're,
the way they have,
you're pressing,
so.
Double teaming the ball.
Here is Maddox Huff. They're playing a little pitch and catch. He is with Noah. They get across the timeline.
They're trying to deny Noah the ball.
Noah gets it. The little guy's on him out there, Hammer. Noah goes on the dribble. Then they'll come and double him. Long pass in the left corner, and there's a foul. And that's going to be
Starks.
On Elijah Starks. And
he's out.
Going. That's potentially a big play. Only 107 to go, but Starks has been a key. Goes out with a dozen points. And coming in to replace him is Elijah Howard, a 6'1 senior for the 6'5. Only the second foul, Harlan County inbounds. Noah broke open. They didn't go to him. They look. They get it into Trent. Noah has three off the left side. Good. Well, folks, it's a show. It is Chris Lofton. Again, there's a three. No good by
him. No good. Rebound.
Rebounded by Harlan County.
Now they're going to try to hold it.
Noah.
And they
fouled with 52 seconds to go. That'll only be the third foul.
Third foul, so they'll get the ball back out of bounds. Harlan County, 6 points ahead, two possessions, theoretically.
35 for Trent Nolan. I tell you what.
He has carried them here in the second half then.
It's going to be midway and backcourt where Harlan County will inbound the ball.
Right.
Napier is going to try to trigger it in here. They get it in to Noah. Noah is guarded by Raylan Borges. They gives it up, gets it back. They come in with a double team. Napier.
Now they're playing keep away.
Yeah. Noah gets fouled. That personal is going to be on Raylan Borges.
That's the fourth. They'll be shooting after... After this possession, Dan.
Coach Unsell didn't like that, but no. I thought it was a good, you know, you want to give that foul right there.
He called timeout.
Yeah, if you don't steal the ball in the next 10 seconds, you got a foul.
Absolutely.
We got a timeout.
You got to lengthen the game if you're on.
Warren Central will be down to one timeout left. Meanwhile, Harlan County, they have three timeouts remaining, and we'll step out. We'll be back here in 30 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Only 40.2 seconds remaining. Harlan County, the Black Bears. This team came in here, and you know, with the people in the mountains knowing how good they were. I mean, 31-4.
Yeah.
And you got to. But I think Trent Noah is better than what I think we would have been led to believe that he is.
Yeah.
I mean,
he is the real deal. Absolutely.
And again, He's 6'6". He's a fairly thick body.
Big, strong legs. Lower half, just really big, strong guy.
Quick, good ball handler. And he has made, in this game, 6 of 8 three-point shots. Here we go, Napier. Looking to get it in. Sends it to Maddox Huff. Huff dribbling around, they're chasing him, and they get it to Napier, and they come and foul him. But they
fouled Napier.
They'd already fouled Huff. Maddox Huff is going to go to the line. And the foul on Elijah Howard is going to take him out of the game. So Howard fouls out. Didn't play a lot, only had 2 points. And at the free throw line is Maddox Huff, who is 4 of 4 from the free throw line in the game, and has 13 points. He's the second leading scorer in the game behind Trent Noah. And he launches it, and he got it.
Big shot there.
Yeah, that's a three-possession game now.
With 34.4 left on the clock.
And again, Warren Central has only one timeout left. Free throw is
good again.
Wow. 65-57. Unsell fires a really long three that's no good. Rebound gathered by Warren Central. Get it back again. Unsell's got to shoot it.
Taking it to the hole.
Goes to the basket, lays it up and in, and we get the last timeout with only 18.7 seconds to go.
And 65-59.
23 points now for Unseld. He didn't score in the first quarter. He got off to a slow start, but at 12 by halftime. And
right.
In this second half, he has struggled with his shot a little bit. 9 of 22, three of 11 threes. And
yeah.
I think he has felt the pressure of maybe having to do too much for his team. It's like, these are my guys, you know.
It's all on me.
Yeah, it's too much on me.
Yeah.
And you can understand that.
On the other hand, Noah, he's 7 for 9 from the from the line and from the three, 6 of 8, Dan.
Napier's got to tie his shoelace before we begin this.
Yeah, he doesn't want to.
18.7 seconds, all that's remaining, and this game is over, folks. It's the final score. I'm not going to try to play games with you. Trent Noah down across the timeline.
They got
to
foul him.
They couldn't foul him.
They didn't do it. Now they'll foul somebody.
We're down to 11 seconds. And now they don't call anything. Hey, Napier gets fouled with 2.7 seconds to go.
It's over. You called it.
Yeah. Harlan Kelly is going to move on. And
the reigning state champ is no longer.
Napier will step up to the free throw line. He's made a pair of free throws in the game. Those are his only 2 points, but he's played well.
Makes another one right here.
They list him at 6 feet. He's not very big. He's not real quick. It's just like, pass the ball, play defense, yeah. Rebound if you can, and make free throw.
Don't make any mistakes. And 67
59, and this game is over. Harlan County's Black Bears.
Moving on.
Hey, the Black Bears have surprised. And a lot of people are in this crowd, I guarantee you, are saying, where's this Noah kid going?
Yeah, where is he?
And when they find out in South Carolina, it may not make anybody happy, I tell you. Hey, we'll be back and recap it.
That's true.
Coming up after we step out. 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1130. Or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
Dan Manley, Gary Crawford back with you from Rupp Arena, where we watched the Harlan Black Bears beat Warren Central, defending state champion, 67-59. And I think, Gary, that if you went out today and you went to Northern Kentucky, you know, go up and wander around the streets up north, go to Louisville here in Lexington, and you ask people, who is Trent Noah and who is Travis Perry, and you probably get, you know, Travis Perry gets, I would say, probably 60% name recognition. Some people that aren't basketball fans, at least.
Right.
I bet Trent Noah gets 10% at least.
If that.
But let me tell you,
we've just seen the emerging of a phenomenal young man that can really play.
He put in 35 today. He had 11 rebounds. He had 3 assists. And I don't know what will happen this summer, but if I'm coaching the Kentucky All-Stars in the Kentucky Indiana series, I'm saying, boy, if I can
get that guy,
if I can get Travis Perry and Trent Noah in my lineup, I think we can score some points. I think we can maybe have a chance of beating the Hoosiers.
Absolutely.
So anyway, boy, quite a performance, folks, that we have just watched.
Quite a thrill to be able to just see this process that went on here.
Oh, and we look because he made three shots
right here in front of us.
Right here in front of us from 3-point range with people on him, and you know, it was just like, hey, I'm out shooting in the backyard on the barn goal. Cool and calm and very quiet. I didn't see him ever saying anything on the floor.
No emotion.
No emotion, really. I mean, he just plays the game, and it was pretty good to watch. He had 35. Maddox Huff had 15 and got off to a great start. He helped Harlan County early with those shots. And after that, it was all the way down to 8 for Carter, big guy inside, who he only had 2 rebounds, but he had 8 points. 5 for Cottrell, and 4 points for Napier. And then Johnson played but didn't score. On the other side for Warren Central, 23 for Unseld, 13 for Bratton, 12 for Starks, 9 points for Hammer on 3 of 4 from the 3-point line. And the one he missed was from beyond midcourt. I think they counted that one at the end of the half. It almost went in. And then you had 2 points for Howard. And their total of 59. Shooting the ball, Warren Central shot it pretty well. 23 of 49, 46.9, 7 of 19 threes, right at 37%. 6 of 9 from the line. Harlan County was 17 of 19, so they got the ball to the stripe a lot more. Harlan County shooting 48.8 from the field, and they made 10 of 19 threes, again with Noah making 6 of 8. 52.6% from the 3-point line. The rebounds almost dead even, Warren Central 24 to 23. Assists, close, 13 for Harlan County, 11 for Warren Central, but the big story really is Trent Noah, 35 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, played all 32 minutes, and hey, he is a special player, no doubt about it.
No doubt.
The some of the other numbers in the paint, Warren Central won that battle 24 to 14. Off turnovers, Warren Central led 14 to 6, and second chance points, they led 14 to 8. Only 4 points scored in this game off the bench, and Harlan County got all of those, and those came from Brody Napier, as they used just 6 players. They had 3 of their guys who went all 32 minutes. And Unseld, 23 points, 9 of 22 from the field. He only made 3 of 11 threes. And as we said, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and Unseld's quite a player too, headed to Western Kentucky University. So, Gary, I know you got a lot to add. I've given all the numbers, but to describe to the audience what we saw here today.
Well, we saw two teams that are very talented and very athletic. We kept remarking about the athleticism of the Warren Central team. But little did we know that down the stretch that Noah would take over the game, both rebounding and his shooting prowess. They were trying to double him. He would get a pick and still have people hanging off, just almost hanging off his elbow, so to speak. And yet he was able to knock down multiple threes right when they needed him.
Had a 3 in every quarter. He had a 3 and 3 free throws in the first quarter for 6. Had a 3 and a pair of field goals for 7. Went to the halftime break with 13. In the third quarter, he had a pair of threes and had a pair of 3-point plays and then another couple of free throws. So what's that, 14 in that quarter. And then he comes back in the last quarter with a 2-point field goal and then a pair of late threes that provided really the momentum for Harlan County to win the game. The Black Bears move on. And Harlan County now, they get ready. They're going to play either Newport or Campbell County. And, wow, Newport and Campbell County is, hey, Bob, I tell you what, Gary, we don't have a lot of time. Bob White is right behind us. Let's see if Bob will come in and share with us just for a moment. We're talking. We got a legend here at the state tournament in Bob White. Yeah, come right in here, Bob. Hey, no, we're gonna Bob. Don't apologize. Get this headset on right here, and we'll talk to you, Bob. Yeah. Hey. Put that headset on. We're live, and if you can, yeah, let me turn this around for you. Yeah, can you hear? Yeah. Hey, Bob White. Bob, we're going to have it on at halftime. You got cornered.
Well, Oscar Combs starts showing me all these pictures on his machine, and I forgot about.
I understand, Bob. We understand things like that. Bob, tell everybody how old you are now.
I'm 88.
You saw your first state tournament in what year?
1949.
Where was it?
It was at the Jefferson County Armory in Louisville, and I was in the eighth grade.
Where were you going to school, Bob?
I was going to Lafayette Junior High in Lexington.
And
referee lived next door to me, and he had tickets to the state tournament. He asked my mother if I'd go with him, and she said yes.
And is that when did you get excited? When did you start thinking, well, I might like to be a sports writer?
I just started getting interested in high school sports around the sixth grade. Lafayette had pretty good teams then. And I just got excited, but I never really thought about working in journalism until I was a freshman in UK. And at orientation, they asked me what I wanted to major in, and I blurted out journalism. My dad worked at the Lexington Herald for 22 years. Then he was working at the Courier. But he was in the mechanical end, not the news. But anyway, I blurted out journalism, and then I joined the fraternity, and the assistant sports editor of the UK paper was in that fraternity, and he asked me if I wanted to help him. And I started helping them as a freshman, and that's how it all started.
Hey, did you ever get to see the Fabulous Five play?
Not in person.
Not in person. So you're going through and, well, this is an unfair question to ask you on the spot, but I'll ask it anyway because, hey, you'll come up with something great, I know. Has there been a state tournament that stands out above all others that you say, I think that was the best one I ever saw?
Well, the 1956 state tournament with Kelly Coleman was something special because he came in with all these high-scoring statistics and all that, and then the Little Car Creek played that year. Central City had an unbeaten team with Corky Withrow, and Car Creek beat Whalen by 1 point in the semifinals. And then Kelly got 68 that night in the third place game. I thought that was a great tournament. And then the 1987 and 88, when Ballard and Clay County played in the finals both years, and each one of them won a title, that was special.
Hey, Bob White, Louisville Courier Journal. Bob, it's great to see you here at the state tournament, I can tell you. I wish we had even more time. We got to move on because we got another game coming up here shortly. But thanks so much for coming back. I'm glad you came back to us.
Well, I really felt bad when I didn't show up at halftime.
Hey, I understand. I'll catch Oscar later, and I'll beat him up pretty good.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Buck. It was good to see Oscar, too.
Yeah, hey. Back next year, I hope, right?
I hope.
Hey, we go. Way to go. Thank you, Bob White.
Thank you.
Bob White. Hey, that's going to do it. Again, we've watched Harlan County beat Warren Central 67-59, but we got more action coming up very soon. Butler County and Evangel are going to battle here. A couple of new teams coming in, and we're going to be back very shortly with that. We're going to step out for only about 15 minutes or so, and then we'll return to Rupp Arena with the second game of this session coming up. We'll return to Rupp Arena for Gary Crawford, Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, our executive producer, and all of our crew at Gateway Radio Works and the Gateway Sports Network. Thanks for being with us. Don't go away. This tournament, we're getting a lot of excitement, and it's only going to continue. We'll be back with Butler County and Evangel coming up in just a few minutes.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.